proper handling and securement of passenger baggage and containers. Handling and securing passenger baggage and containers is crucial for their safety and to prevent potential hazards during bus travel. Here are steps to ensure proper handling and securement. Before loading, 1. Prepare loading area. Clear the loading area of obstacles or hazards that could interfere with safe baggage handling. Ensure proper lighting and visibility to assess baggage conditions. 2. Inspect baggage. Inspect passenger baggage and containers for damage, loose straps, or any items that might pose a safety risk. Advise passengers on limitations for oversized or hazardous items that cannot be accommodated. Loading procedures. 1. Assist passengers. Offer assistance to passengers with limited mobility or those needing help handling their baggage. Handle items carefully, especially fragile or bulky luggage. 2. Load strategically. Distribute weight evenly throughout the luggage compartments to maintain balance and stability during transit. Place heavier items on the bottom and secure them to prevent shifting. 3. Use securement devices. Utilize straps, ties, or luggage nets to secure baggage and containers, preventing movement during the journey. Ensure that items are properly restrained to avoid shifting or falling. During transit, 1. Monitor cargo. Periodically check luggage compartments during stops to ensure items remain secure and haven't shifted. Listen for unusual sounds that might indicate shifting cargo. Safe unloading procedures. Approach unloading with caution, especially for heavy or awkwardly shaped items. Assist passengers in safely retrieving their baggage and containers. Safety guidelines. 1. Follow regulations. Adhere to regulations concerning maximum load capacity and restrictions on hazardous materials or oversized items. 2. Communication. Communicate with passengers regarding loading and unloading procedures, emphasizing safety and cooperation. Training and awareness. Drivers should receive proper training in handling baggage and be aware of proper lifting techniques to avoid injury. Proper handling and securement of passenger baggage not only ensure the safety of both passengers and the driver, but also prevent accidents caused by shifting cargo during transit. Prioritizing safety protocols and clear communication with passengers contribute to a smoother and safer travel experience. Ways to prevent loading-related injuries. Preventing loading-related injuries is crucial for bus drivers who handle passenger baggage. Here are ways to minimize the risk of injuries during the loading process. 1. Proper lifting techniques. Train drivers in proper lifting techniques, emphasizing using leg muscles rather than the back when lifting heavy items. Encourage bending at the knees, keeping the back straight, and using a firm grip on the luggage to reduce strain. 2. Assistance and equipment. Offer assistance to passengers, especially those with heavy or bulky luggage, to prevent them from attempting to lift items beyond their capacity. Provide or utilize handling equipment such as dollies, carts, or ramps for heavier or awkwardly shaped baggage. 3. Limit weight and size restrictions. Enforce and communicate weight and size restrictions for baggage to prevent drivers from handling excessively heavy or oversized items. 5. Avoid rushing. Encourage a steady and deliberate pace during the loading process. Rushing increases the likelihood of accidents or injuries. Maintain proper footing. Ensure the loading area is clear of obstacles or slippery surfaces that could cause a slip or fall while handling luggage. 7. Personal protective equipment, PPE. Provide and encourage the use of appropriate PPE such as gloves or back braces to protect against strains or injuries. 8. Regular training and awareness. Conduct regular training sessions or refresher courses on safe handling practices and the importance of proper lifting techniques. Foster a culture of safety awareness among drivers, emphasizing the significance of preventing loading-related injuries. 9. Report hazards and concerns. Encourage drivers to report any potential hazards or concerns related to the loading area, equipment, or baggage handling procedures promptly. 10. Pre-trip inspections. Regularly inspect handling equipment and loading areas to ensure they're in good condition and safe for use. By implementing these measures, drivers can significantly reduce the risk of loading-related injuries, fostering a safer environment for both themselves and the passengers they assist with baggage handling. Ways to maintain baggage security. Maintaining baggage security is essential for a bus driver to ensure the safety of passengers' belongings. Here are effective measures. 1. Constant surveillance. Monitor the loading and unloading process closely, keeping an eye on passengers' baggage to prevent theft or unauthorized access. 2. Clear communication. Clearly communicate loading and unloading procedures to passengers, emphasizing the importance of tagging luggage and identifying their own belongings. 3. Securement checks. Ensure that all baggage is properly secured and fastened before departure to prevent shifting or falling during transit. 4. Restricted access. Limit access to luggage compartments during transit, allowing only authorized personnel to handle or access stored items. 5. Passenger awareness. Encourage passengers to keep valuables with them and not to leave important items in checked baggage. Remind them to report any suspicious behavior or unattended bags. 6. Regular inspections. Periodically check luggage compartments during stops or layovers to ensure security and prevent tampering. 7. Tagging and identification. Use luggage tags or labels with passenger names or identification codes to ensure correct retrieval and minimize mix-ups. 8. Emergency procedures. Have protocols in place for handling lost or unclaimed baggage and procedures for reporting any incidents of theft or tampering. 9. Collaboration with staff. Coordinate with other staff members or attendants to maintain vigilance and ensure continuous monitoring of luggage compartments. 10. Securement devices. Use locks, straps, or netting to secure luggage within compartments, preventing unauthorized access and ensuring items remain in place during travel. 11. Training and awareness. Educate drivers and staff on security protocols and procedures to prevent theft or mishandling of baggage. By implementing these measures and fostering a culture of vigilance and awareness among staff and passengers, bus drivers can significantly enhance baggage security, minimizing the risk of theft, loss, or tampering during transit. Items that may be prohibited on a bus. In both school and general population settings, certain items are typically prohibited on buses due to safety, security, or regulatory reasons. These items may vary based on specific policies and regulations, but common prohibitions often include: school bus setting, 1. Weapons. Any kind of weapon, including firearms, knives, blades, or sharp objects, is strictly prohibited on school buses. 2. Alcohol and drugs. Possession or consumption of alcohol, illegal drugs, or any controlled substances is not allowed. 3. Tobacco products. Smoking or possession of tobacco products, including cigarettes, vaping devices, or other smoking paraphernalia, is typically prohibited. 4. Hazardous materials. Items classified as hazardous, flammable, or potentially dangerous substances are not permitted on school buses. Disruptive items. Items that could cause disruption or distractions, such as loud music players or other disruptive electronic devices, may be restricted. 6. Pets or animals. Bringing pets or animals, except for service animals, may be prohibited due to safety and hygiene reasons. General population setting 1. Weapons and firearms. Carrying firearms, explosives, or any type of weapon is often prohibited for safety and security reasons. 2. Illegal drugs and substances. Possession or transport of illegal drugs or controlled substances is not allowed. 3. Alcohol. Open containers or consumption of alcohol might be restricted or prohibited on public transportation. 4. Hazardous materials. Transporting hazardous or flammable materials, including large quantities of chemicals or combustible substances, is generally not permitted. 5. Disruptive items. Items causing noise or disruption to other passengers, such as loud music players or unruly behavior, might be restricted. 6. Large or oversized items. Items that obstruct aisles, occupy too much space, or pose safety risks might be restricted. These lists are not exhaustive and may vary based on local laws, transportation company policies, or specific regulations in different regions. Bus operators typically have clear guidelines and regulations in place regarding prohibited items to ensure the safety, comfort, and security of all passengers. How to properly handle and secure devices associated with compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, including oxygen, wheeled mobility devices, and other associated devices, handling devices associated with ADA, compliance, such as oxygen tanks and wheeled mobility devices, requires attention to safety, proper handling, and accommodation for passengers' needs. Here's how to handle and secure these devices properly. Oxygen tanks. 1. Secure placement. Place oxygen tanks in a secure and stable position to prevent tipping or movement during transit. Use designated brackets, holders, or restraints to secure the tanks in an accessible location. 2. Accessibility. Ensure easy access to oxygen tanks for passengers who require them. Keep them within reach and in an area that allows quick retrieval when needed. 3. Ventilation and safety measures. Provide adequate ventilation to prevent oxygen buildup and potential hazards. Inform passengers and staff about safety procedures and precautions regarding oxygen usage. 4. Maintenance and inspection. Regularly inspect tanks for leaks, damages, or any safety concerns. Follow manufacturer guidelines for maintenance and replacement. Wheeled mobility devices example, wheelchairs, scooters, 1. Securement and accessibility. Securely fasten mobility devices using proper wheelchair tie-downs and occupant restraints to prevent movement during transit. Ensure that devices are positioned in designated areas for accessibility and passenger safety. 2. Accessibility features. Keep accessibility features intact, such as ramps or lifts, to facilitate easy boarding and disembarking for passengers using mobility devices. 3. Assistance in communication. Offer assistance to passengers in safely boarding and securing their devices. Communicate with passengers to understand their specific needs and preferences. 4. Securement protocols. Follow established securement protocols and ADA guidelines for securing wheeled mobility devices, considering variations in device sizes and types. 5. Regular inspections. Conduct regular inspections of securement equipment, ramps, or lifts to ensure they're in good working condition and comply with ADA standards. 6. Training and awareness. Train staff members on proper handling and securing procedures for mobility devices, emphasizing the importance of passenger safety and comfort. 7. Emergency preparedness. Have emergency procedures in place for safely evacuating passengers with mobility devices in case of emergencies. Proper handling and securing of devices associated with ADA compliance are essential for ensuring the safety, accessibility, and comfort of passengers with disabilities. Compliance with ADA regulations and maintaining a supportive environment for passengers requiring specialized equipment is key to providing inclusive and accessible transportation services.